This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
U.S. troops back to Afghanistan.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
FDA okays booster shots.
Only for people with suppressed immune system.
Playing on a field of dreams.
To be here, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the United States is taking new military steps as the Taliban rampages in Afghanistan. The sound of battle in Kandahar, one of the major cities that have been captured. Now the Biden administration is sending U.S. troops to help Americans leave. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says 3,000 soldiers are being dispatched.
The first movement will consist of three infantry battalions that are currently in the Central Command area of responsibility. They will move to Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul.
CBS's Cammy McCormick.
First the U.S., then Britain, and now Canada are all sending troops to help reduce their embassy staffs. The U.S. will station thousands of infantry troops at Kabul International Airport. They'll help protect the airport and secure military flights. More than 3,000 additional U.S. troops will head to Kuwait in case they're needed.
CBS's Roxana Saberi in Kabul on the dangerous and deteriorating situation.
Last night, the insurgents took their biggest prize yet, the country's second largest city, Kandahar. Herat, the country's third biggest city, also collapsed. That means the Taliban now control much of Afghanistan's west, south, and north. And this morning, the group released this video claiming to have freed Taliban prisoners in the city of Logar. That's only about 50 miles from Kabul. Many Afghans fleeing the fighting for Kabul feel betrayed. This man says they've been sleeping on mats for almost 2 days. No one is helping us. And for the millions of young people across Afghanistan who know only life after the fall of the Taliban 2 decades ago, their future and dreams are now in jeopardy. Victoria Fonten is a professor at the American University of Afghanistan.
They feel everything that they have studied for, worked for, could go to shreds in a matter of a few days.
In Washington, CBS's Weijia Jiang says administration critics are sounding off.
Republicans are pouncing. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney tweeted, "America's enemies know that the slogan, ending endless war, actually means unconditional surrender." And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said all of this is a result of President Biden believing he knows more than his military advisors.
The FDA has now authorized a third COVID vaccine dose for people with compromised immune systems. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
This is a big step forward in that other nations have data that the third shot clearly offers a benefit to those individuals, helping them fight off the Delta variant.
Israel just lowered its age for booster shots to 50 and over. With COVID case numbers rising in this country, 90% of the ICU beds in Texas are full. CBS's Janet Chamlian is in Houston.
Just 27 ICU beds are available for a region of more than 6.5 million people.
We're back in the throes of things as if we were before vaccination rollout.
Dr. Kunal Sharma is chief of emergency services at LBJ Hospital in Houston.
The ICUs are full. Every bed is accounted for. And in fact, we have patients waiting in our emergency center for ICU beds to open up.
Dallas's Parkland Hospital says it needs 500 more nurses. More than 10,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID this week, including 54-year-old Tim Cotto.
Please don't let my husband die because we can't get him the help that he needs. We must find him an ICU bed today in the Houston area.
An ICU bed did open. His condition is dire.
San Francisco and New Orleans now require vaccination proof for most indoor businesses. And for the first time, the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on a vaccine mandate. Justice Amy Coney Barrett refused to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and workers to get COVID shots. It's expected to be a rainy weekend in parts of Florida that get swiped by Fred. There are tropical storm warnings up for the Keys and Florida Bay. Kimberly Martin lives in Belle Isle, where they've taken precautions for the kind of rain Fred can bring.
There are different spots on the beach that flood more than others, but in general, the city has done a very good job trying to control the flooding the best they can.
Cuba's feeling the effects of it now. The storm caused flooding and power outages in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Excessive heat warnings are posted again for most of the same places that have struggled through them over the past few days. The Pacific Northwest, the East Coast. This woman in Massachusetts is trying to make the best of it.
I need to find some place where we can cool off outside and get the kids' energy out.
We don't have air conditioning at home, so we have to stay cool the best we can.
New numbers from the Census Bureau show a changing America. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the white population has declined for the first time in history.
White Americans now account for less than 2/3 of the population. That's down more than 8%. The number of black Americans climbed by single digits, Asians and Latinos by double digits, and people who identify as multiracial spiked 276%.
In a court filing, Britney Spears' father says he'll exit the conservatorship that's controlled her money and her life for more than a decade. But he doesn't indicate when. CBS's Steve Futterman in L.A.
Jamie Spears now says he will step down after an orderly transition is in place. Despite the announcement, Britney Spears' attorney says he still plans to go ahead with an investigation into how her father has handled his daughter's finances during the past 13 years.
The FDA has approved the drug known as GHB for a sleep disorder. It's had a checkered past. In the 1990s, an illicit version was known as the date rape drug, and it was tied to deaths and sexual assaults. In the 1960s, GHB was used by some women during childbirth. This morning, correspondent Vicky Barker takes us back 60 years. The Berlin Wall went up, a stark symbol of the Cold War.
August 1961. Cranes lower the concrete slabs into place, watched by armed guards with dogs and horrified Berliners. This woman was in the capitalist West, her sister caught in the communist East.
It was terrible. People crying, shouting.
These people struggled with East German guards, scrambling through the barbed wire and metal barriers of the unbuilt sections.
As the communist barrier between East and West Berlin grows higher and stronger,
at least 120 people died trying to cross that wall, until the wall itself came down in 1989. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, last night there was a Hollywood ending on a Field of Dreams.
Anderson hits it in the air to right.
Tim Anderson with a two-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth on Fox. Chicago beats the Yankees 9-8 in the game played in Dyersville, Iowa. Major League Baseball built it and people came to watch it, surrounded by a cornfield next to the Field of Dreams movie set. An NBA star made some fast moves when a life was on the line.
Scary moments for the family of Andre Drummond when his two-year-old fell into a pool. Drummond dove in fully clothed within seconds to save him. The video, which Drummond later posted to Twitter, has gone viral. The newly minted Philadelphia 76er captioned the post, "Not all heroes wear capes," and it's true. The little one's okay. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A British sprinter who was a silver medalist in the 4x100 relay at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo has now been suspended for alleged doping. If the case holds up, the British team could lose the medal. At least three other athletes in tests since the Games have received doping suspensions. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.